Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Hey, Poppy, what are you popping over there?
For our first drink of the day, I have a can of the Pumpkin Patch Pumpkin Spice Hard Cider. NPC and I picked this up at the Pumpkin Patch on Savi Island last weekend.
Oh.
It is a hard cider, as you might imagine, made and canned for the Pumpkin Patch by Reverend Nat's Hard Cider, Portland, Oregon.
Ooh, Reverend Nat's.
Yeah.
High quality manufacturer of fine ciders.
Let's see if I can get a nice...
I am unfamiliar with Reverend Nat. Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, okay.
I am dead serious. Like, they were one of the early... leaders in the craft cider in the Pacific Northwest movement that led to a lot of amazing ciders.
Nice.
Okay. And they're based here in Portland or in the area?
Yeah, they're
Northeast Portland, I believe.
Yeah, I believe Northeast Portland. I'll defer to Xander on that.
I'm glad y'all know something about it because I didn't have a clue. So.
This was an impulse buy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to some redemption of Reverend Nat's in my personal eyes. They've gone kind of weird and experimental lately. And they haven't been my favorite, but I'm willing to give them another try. Absolutely. Let's see.
It smells like an apple pie.
Oh, like, yeah. That's the smell of the nose is great on this.
Oh, yeah.
Changed my mind already, Reverend.
Speaking of things that smell like apple pies... Yeah, I guess that kind of works. You're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars, recorded here in Portland, Oregon. I'm NPC.
I'm Just Jacob.
I'm Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais.
This is tasty. I am not much of a cider drinker. I used to be.
Same.
When I was much younger. Around the time of my 21st birthday, I guess you would say I was a cider drinker. And then I got... kind of tired of the bitterness of it. And I think there's now one cider that I actually like and will buy every time I see it. And it's J.K. Scrumpy's apple cider.
Yep,
Scrumpy.
I love it because it doesn't have that sour / bitter cider feel to it. It feels like I'm drinking something non-alcoholic, but it really does give you that buzz. Delicious. J.K. Scrumpy. If you're looking to sponsor a podcast, please let us know.
So this only clocks in at a 5.8%, so pretty easy drinking.
I'm going to say that, Reverend Nat, you have revived my faith, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is actually very delicious. At first, you got the nice apple notes that come through. And after my first sip, I thought, but where's the pumpkin? After my second sip... I really got those kind of nice, subtle pumpkin spice notes. And I will say that this is actually a delicious fall drinker.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite nice. I love how they balanced out the spicing on it. Not too much cinnamon. I usually find that pumpkin themed whatevers have far too much cinnamon flavor in it, where this one has far more allspice and a little bit of mace in there, I think.
What, mace as in... in your face?
No, mace is a spice.
Oh.
And
but,
if you...
But also, yes.
Well, I mean, it's not the same thing. That's capsium, whereas this is a specific bud, I believe. But yeah, pumpkin spice, the prepackaged pumpkin spice is like cinnamon, allspice, majorum, and a bunch of other things.
Ginger.
Nutmeg.
Clove, nutmeg.
Yeah.
I think... several of the words that have come out of people's mouths so far have also been the names of cats that we know.
Yes. Cats and spices go hand in hand.
Ginger, pumpkin.
Majorum. No. For me, it's not quite what I'm looking for in a cider. But again, I'm a lot like NPC in that I used to drink a lot of ciders, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and over the years have sort of lost my taste for them. And a lot of that had to do when that had to do with when Strongbow changed and they started just only importing one Strongbow Gold or something. Yep, yep. And the original Strongbow like went the way of the Dodo here in this in the States, and I didn't like the new one, and so I kind of gave up. But this is, I mean, it's nice. It it doesn't taste alcoholic to me. It's a very fizzy apple juice kind of taste, so pretty easy drinking.
I will actually go and say that the cider scene in the last 10 years has changed dramatically in the States. I think that should be a topic for another time, but I would love to talk about it, because I have got bored one day at work and read the entire history of cider in the United States, and it's fascinating.
You and I should collab on that one, because
I would love to.
Yes.
Yeah, with dry ciders, sweet ciders. This is a sweet cider, you know, bordering on very sweet. So
Johnny Appleseed. Also, like, if you can't drink the water, what do you drink?
Apple cider.
Apple cider, yep.
And how do you make sure it's pure? Make it alcoholic.
Yep.
Speaking of alcoholics.
Twenty-first birthdays.
Yeah. I don't think I am alone here in stating that my 21st birthday involved copious amounts of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Xander?
Paramount. That actually wasn't a sarcastic statement, but we'll get there in a second.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 more to get through.
Okay.
So do we want to, because the first one I have lined up after this is the Apple Crisp, which might not. So when do you want to do these, I guess, is the question.
One per episode.
One per
episode. Are we doing 5 episodes?
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
But because if you motherfuckers, we are doing the pumpkin spice and the toasted marshmallow, motherfuckers. We are doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Moving on.
So I don't know if we have any listeners in other countries. I actually think we have a few in Japan for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that most of our people are here in the States and probably here in the Pacific Northwest, where the age of drinking legally is 21 years old.
To our listeners in Japan, arigato gozaimasu.
Yeah, that.
So anyways, as everybody in the United States knows, the 21st birthday is one of those weird rites of passage for a lot of people. They end up, you know, going on a massive bar crawl or engaging in what would be considered binge drinking. And we're going to relate some of the highlights of our 21sts for the good, the bad, the meh, you know. And who would like to go first?
If anybody is listening who is under the age of 21 here in the States, or under the legal drinking age of wherever it is that you happen to live and are listening to our podcast, we don't encourage you to also do this.
No matter what the content of these stories may otherwise indicate.
We do not recommend delinquency of minors or support it in any way.
Absolutely not. And again, wait until you're 21st, because it'll be a blast, as you're about to find out.
And then you will also have a fantastic or not so fantastic story to tell your friends later. And if it's not so fantastic, you are, of course, welcome to embellish it further.
So really quick for those, for folks who maybe, a lot of people may not know this, just really, really quickly, this is actually a relatively new thing in the United States of the minimum drinking age being 21.
Yep.
It wasn't federally required until 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, each state could decide.
Yep.
I think generally they didn't go younger than 18. But like some states, it was 18. I mean, legally speaking,
yep.
It was 18. Some states, it was 19 for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people out there probably have parents and grandparents who were drinking at 18 or 19. And that was perfectly legal here in the U.S. But it has to do with the federal tax on highway funds. And it was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it's not federally regulated, but if you change it under 21, the feds will fuck you over as far as highway funds are concerned.
Exactly.
So it's not a federal regulation.
They called it the Congress passed the National Minimum Drinking Age Act.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of more of those things of like, hey, states' rights are still a thing. But if it's not 21, you don't get any federal highway funds. So
right.
Make a choice.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So.
And I know previously on this podcast, we have talked about when we first drank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think any of us did so our first time legally.
Goodness no.
Oh, hell no.
No.
So now we're talking about the first time that we had the government stamp of approval upon our inebriation and attempts to murder ourselves with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, who wants to go first?
Not it. I have to try to remember.
Okay, I'll go. So my good friend Bridget turned, her birthday is the day before mine. And so we always kind of would kind of co-celebrate her birthdays. She lived in the Midwest. I lived here in Portland. So for our 21st birthday, she said, I'm not going to go out and party. I'll just fly out to you and we'll go together for our first drink. My parents did not come up for this, so my Uncle Albie volunteered to be our chaperone. Our good friend Euclid also joined us. She was already over 21 and probably the one supplying me with booze beforehand. I'm trying to remember. Anyways, we didn't know what to do, and my cousin Bazooka Joe said, this band called The Hunches is playing at the, oh God, where is the fucking venue? It's gone now. It's where Voodoo Donuts is now. The
Pans?
Yeah.
Oh, Burbodies?
Burbodies Pans, oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. He goes, this band The Hunches is playing at Burbodies Pan, and they're on my record label. You should go see them. And when you see them, tell the lead singer that Bazooka Joe says to suck his cock. And I went, okay.
Okay.
And so the four of us head out. My uncle agrees to buy the first round. He ends up buying all of our cover to get in and like three rounds for all of us because Uncle Albie is awesome.
Albie's an awesome man.
Yeah, he's freaking cool.
And so the opener, I forget his name. He's just some dude, this metal looking dude with a gas mask on that's mic'd. And he just has this guitar that is busted to shit and it's just grungy as fuck. And he's screaming into the gas mask. It's awesome. And so me and Bridget and Euclid, we all start our three-person mosh pit, just because no one else is moshing. It's just the three of us. And all of a sudden, I go flying across the floor as someone just checks me from behind. Bridget's in front of me and Euclid's in front of me. And I look behind me and it's Albie just laughing his ass off. As he just checks me across the floor. It's funnier if you know him, too. So
I just can't picture that.
So then the Hunches come on, and the lead singer is just drug and drunk out of his fucking mind. He keeps falling off the stage. He is way drunker than any of us are on my 21st birthday. And every time he falls down, Euclid and I jump on him and start tickling him because we think that's a good idea.
How Xander got peed on his 21st birthday.
And that man, despite how drunk and fucked up he was a very ticklish man. So it was even funnier to us because he fell down probably at least three times. And every time we just tickled the shit out of him. And oh yeah, and what we were drinking, White Russians, because I like the Big Lebowski. I was 21. Shut the fuck up.
No shame. No shame.
So then the show's over. This dude doesn't come out, so we can't deliver the message from Bazooka Joe, which is kind of unfortunate because I told my cousin I would do this for him. Anyways, we go get burritos across the street to mop up the booze. And as we do this, we have our burritos in hand, and then Albie spots the lead singer of the Hunches from across the street. He's being carried like arm over, like shoulder arm, because he can barely walk. And he goes, we have to deliver the message. So we run across the street. This dude is so drunk, his friends can't even hold him up, and he falls in the middle of the crosswalk.
Oh my God.
And before I can do anything else, Uncle Albie just has his legs over his body. Just, you know, the guy's lying on his back. Uncle Albie's over him saying, Bazooka Joe says to suck his cock. As he is finger wagging the student, the guy's like trying to cover his face going, what is happening? As, you know, this middle-aged Mexican dude is just screaming at him. I said, Bazooka Joe says to suck his cock. The guy's just like, leave me alone. And that was my 21st birthday.
Wow. We should have have made Xander go last.
Yeah.
Hey, all y'all said not it. That's on all y'all.
Mine was not that exciting. Mine was boring as fuck, actually. This is when I was living in Atlanta, still at the time, and one of my favorite Italian restaurants out there, I don't even know if it's still around, but it was called Semolina's, and they had fantastic food. I was, at that particular era in my life, obsessed with chicken parmesan was my favorite deal, my favorite meal that they had. And Semolina's had this thing that you got a free meal on your birthday, provided that someone that you went with bought food of their own. So I went out with a friend and got some chicken parmesan. It was delicious and it was amazing. And then I came home, and my birthday is 2 days before Christmas, you see. So that means everyone is busy, especially when you live on a college campus. All of your friends have gone back home for the holidays, and you're there. You did not go home for whatever reason. You're alone. So I did not have much of a party option at the time. So instead, I just went back to my apartment, and me and my roommate sat around and drank. We sat around. I think we played the original Deus Ex, because it was, or which he kept calling Deus Ex. This Deus Ex game's pretty awesome. And we played that and drank. Oh God. I had a 24 pack case of Hawaiian Punch in the can, which
God, I forgot about that.
Back then and to date is still one of my favorite beverages. It's just a refreshing drink. And I had a big old fucking handle, plastic bottle handle of Barton's vodka, bottom shelf.
Oh, wow. I mean, better than Silver Wolf, but, or Nikolai, but just barely.
And what I kept doing is I had a little funnel. So I would take a can, sip a little bit out of it, and then use a little funnel and pour in a shot of Barton's vodka. And so I must have had like 8 or 9 of these drinks.
Oh, God.
I don't remember going to bed that night, but I do remember waking up the next day in our bathroom, laying on my side on the bathroom floor, and sitting in front of me on the rug in our bathroom is a perfectly round vomit cake. Ugh. It was clear that my delicious chicken parmesan from that night did not last that long in my belly, and came back out with the vodka and the Hawaiian punch. So it was this deep red colored chicken parmesan vomit cake right there, but it was perfectly round. And I looked at my fingers. I didn't play with it or anything. I was like, how did this happen? Apparently, according to my roommate, he was astounded because when I threw up in a perfect circle. I don't know how this happened. And then he's like,
Sue's Maynard.
He told me that he thought about cleaning it up, but he wanted to leave it there so I would be impressed in the morning.
All right.
And that was my 21st birthday.
Wow.
The year 2000.
Yes. Picture it. Fort Collins, Colorado, March 2002. A young Poppy Beaujolais is in college. Okay, so no, here's the real story. But yes, all that is true. So tradition as it is, right, is that you go out to the bars at 12:01 a.m. on your 21st birthday, because you are now, this clock has now struck midnight. You are now 21. It is the official day. So the day before, it's the 23rd of March or whatever. And there was the music fraternity at my college was having a formal. And my buddy Jason invited me to go with him as his date. I was like, cool. I can't drink at the formal legally, but that's cool. So we had this deal that I was like, well, my 21st birthday is the next day. I want to go out. He was like, great. He was like, we'll go to the formal. I'll have you home before midnight. So you can change and then go out. And my sister who I think at that point had moved out of the house. I lived at home with my folks all 4 years of college. My sister had moved out, but she was like, I'll come over. I'll stay at mom and dad's house on the pullout couch in the living room. And at midnight, like, come home. We get home from the formal, come home, wake me up, and we'll go out. So I go to the formal with my buddy Jason. Jason drives me home. And I come home. My sister is passed out on the, like, hide a bed in the living room. And, you know, I basically wake her up, you know, like, we're going out. She's like, all right, let's do it. My sister's only 2 years older than me. So I get changed and we go out to the Surfside 7 in Fort Collins, Colorado. And a bunch of people I knew were there. A bunch of my friends who were 21 were able to meet me there. I think it's very blurry. So I believe my first drink of the evening as a legal drinker was a shot called the Poudre Canyon Drop Off. And yes, Xander.
What's in a Poudre Canyon Drop Off?
The myth is that it is Bailey's 151 and something else. Ugh. I always thought it was Bailey's 151 and Goldschlager.
Oh,
because it had a cinnamon.
That's, I was going to say, the final ingredients, cinnamon schnapps of one some kind,
yeah,
or the other.
Cinnamon schnapps or Goldschlager, something like that. And these were a very popular shot in my hometown, the Poudre Canyon Drop Off. When I told somebody, like, oh, it's this, this, and this, they're like, no, that's not what's in it. And I'm like, what? Really? I don't know. No, they're fucking delicious. Stop making that face.
I just make that face anytime somebody reminds me that Goldschlager is a thing that exists.
Okay, maybe it was Fireball.
Would have been too early for Fireball.
Fireball. Okay, so that was my first shot of the evening, and I might have done another shot. They may have made me do like a muff dive or something. I can't remember. I don't think I let them. Everyone wanted me to do like a cement mixer, and I'm like, fuck you.
Oh,
you know, those were real popular back then. You know,
Screaming Viking.
No. No, but then I went on to drinking Long Island iced teas.
As one does.
And that's all I can remember. Yep. It's the rest of the night. No clue. I don't remember being particularly drunk. I don't remember being particularly hungover. I just don't remember. Like, that's all I got.
Okay.
I don't know if one of my friends who was there is listening to this and like remembers anything. Like, I should have made some phone calls before this podcast and been like, do you remember? Like, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So not very exciting. I think the most exciting part was going home and waking up my sister and being like, we're going out, bitches. And then going to the door, because I was never one of these kids who could like use a fake ID, because I always looked so fucking young. Like, there was just no way. There was just no fucking way. So the best part of the evening was going out to the bar and showing them my driver's license and then him looking at it and being like, okay, happy birthday, you know, and letting me in. Because I'm sure I looked like I was fucking 12 or some shit, you know. But I actually was so nervous about it because I always looked so young that I actually had a copy of my birth certificate, like, and my passport in my purse just in case they were like, this is fake.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I am ready. So, yeah, there you go.
Jacob?
My 21st birthday, well, you know, coming from the upper Midwest, we have a slightly different culture around drinking, as in copious quantities anytime we can. So also, my birthday is in January. So my friends who wanted to take me out for my 21st birthday had like a series of fallback plans predicated on the weather.
Amazing.
You know, it's just how it goes. And I insisted that the first drink of the night happen at the bar I'd been drinking at for about 5 years at that point. And I walked up there and, you know, everybody's just rowdy because a bunch of people had been pre-gaming. And I walked up there and I handed the bouncer, who I know really well, for the first time ever, my driver's license, which is how I got 86th from my favorite bar on my 21st birthday without ever getting a drink, because he tossed my driver. He like looked at me like, Jacob, what are you doing? And he looks at it and goes, get the fuck out of here.
so good.
Yeah, I'd been drinking there for like 3.5, 4 years at that point. And then we just proceeded to crawl from bar to bar. Pitchers of Alabama Slammers were consumed.
Oh, by the pitcher?
Oh, yeah. I was single-handing a couple of those. Lots of Irish whiskey was consumed. I was, when I needed a break, I was doing Boilermakers. I still love a good Boilermaker. We ended up, starting out in Duluth, Minnesota, which was, basically the biggest city close to me, ended up going over to Superior, Wisconsin, which is the red light district of Duluth, Minnesota, and ended up at the final bar of the night being the Crow Bar, which is in literally a bar in a gravel pit in rural northern Wisconsin, and is one of the shadiest places. Like, the question is how many times the local county sheriff is going to show up there any given night, not if, it was one of those. There was a bar fight that I vaguely remember. We did not initiate it, but got tied up in it and had to do a flying wedge to the door at one place. And that was it. At that point in my life, I had an insane tolerance, and I ended up helping carry several of the people who were taking me out for my 21st birthday out to cars at various points. So, yep.
Yeah.
That was my 21st.
All right.
So in fun news, I took someone out for their 21st birthday for the first time since I think I was about 21.
Tell us about this experience.
So I'm 36. And just started a new job at the Star Theater where I used to bartend at before. And the cook there, like, how old are you? Because this guy's so baby-faced. He goes, well, I'm 20. When he turned 21? Oh, in like 2 weeks. I'm like, really? And we did the poppy thing. He goes, his birthday was on Monday. So at 12:01 a.m., technically Monday morning, we swooped down and got him and took him to Dante's.
Fuck yeah.
For Sinferno.
Nice.
And so it was pretty busy. The security guy there who also does, also went out with us. We go up to the bar and he goes, what should I get? I'm like, you're getting a shot of Fernet, motherfucker.
Why did you hate this child?
What is Fernet?
On next episode of Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Oh, no.
So Fernet is what we call a bartender's handshake on the West Coast. It's kind of like what Malort is in the Midwest. But better.
But better. But better. Far better.
But again, not a high bar, but anyways, most people don't like Fernet. It's very bitter, very kind of licorice-y. It's kind of minty. Like it's a bitter Italian aperitif. And I hope NPC is making a note to buy Fernet. So I buy a shot of Fernet and a cacao stout from Sun River because I just want all the flavors to clash.
Actually, that sounds like a tasty combination.
It actually was pretty good.
Now brush your teeth and drink some orange juice, motherfucker.
And to this kid's credit, he took the shot like a man in two gulps, but that's okay. He's 21. I gave him Fernet. I'm an asshole. What can I say?
I like Fernet. That's just me.
It's fine. So then we went to try to go to Kit Kat Club. But because Oregon is Oregon, you don't turn 21 until the next business day. So they actually refused his ID.
What?
Yeah, that sucks. So we can go back to Sinferno. So we did. And we found our good friend, John Dutch, who was the MC for Sinferno that night. Big shout out to John Dutch. Went, it's this kid's 21st right now. John Dutch, you got to do something with him. He goes, well, I got an idea. Pulls this poor kid on stage for amateur hour.
Oh, God.
Kid took it like a man, stripped down to his skivvies, kind of did a little bit of a dance. John Dutch announced it was his birthday. They made it rain on him.
Oh, that's incredible.
So that was like maybe half a song. He's kind of embarrassed. So he gets off stage, puts his clothes back on. How was it, kid? He goes, well, I guess I'm $41 richer.
Excellent.
So then we ended up going to the Star Theater. Afterwards, got him some whiskey, and that was the evening. And then, of course, the next day, I asked, did you have a good time? He goes, well, it was memorable.
Nice.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol, get going. Drink up, drink up, drink up, then order again.
That is sometimes the best that we can really hope for, is a memorable night. I wouldn't say that mine was particularly enjoyable, but I remember it.
I wish I remembered more.
I actually remember all of it, because I think I only had 3 drinks that night.
Oh, wow.
That's the thing, is I don't think I actually drank that much, because this was not my first rodeo. I started drinking when I was 16, you know? I really started drinking when I was 19. But it was just so long ago, I just don't remember it.
And it just sounds like Jacob's was another weekend.
It was another weekend. Another weekend. Especially at that point in my life, you know, being a professional cook at the time as part of one of the 3 jobs I had, you know, yeah, you got off shift and had 6 drinks. So that was a night. So
all that to say this, we at Biker's Dice and Bars do not encourage underage drinking.
We do support the reform of liquor laws to a much more sane and safer method.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And on that note, let's go ahead and close this out. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our stories, and we encourage you to contact us. Hell, call us. You clearly have our phone numbers, right? Give us a call. Drop in our Discord. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. Tell us your 21 drinking stories. Tell us 21 of your drinking stories, and also tell us your 21st birthday drinking story. There we go. Let's make that happen. Final thoughts on the beverage, folks?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I think it might be the most enjoyable thing I've had from Reverend Nat in a very long time.
I'm actually in the back of my head working up a cocktail based on that.
Ooh, yes, please.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, this was the Pumpkin Patch Pumpkin Spice Hard Cider from Reverend Nat. You've been listening to Biker's Dice and Bars, Portland, Oregon. I'm NPC.
I'm Just Jacob.
I'm Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais.
And again, we wish to remind you,
keep a shiny side up.
Always tip your bartender.
Try and roll as many crits as you can.
And please always drink legally and responsibly.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Biker's Dice and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. The Biker's Dice and Bars. Biker's Dice and Bars.